Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a brand new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. This is Molly McCord, and I felt really inspired to do a show today, November 9th, 2016, as we watch the election results be solidified for the United States election, of course, and to watch the spectrum of emotions, feelings, shock, turmoil, and waves move through and around the globe. It is certainly a big energy wave that we are riding, and I had a lot I wanted to say and share to help you, no matter where you are with this development, whether you consider yourself very political or not, whether you are pro-Trump, anti-Trump, wherever you are in the political spectrum, wherever you are in the world, this certainly has its ramifications around the globe. And I've been watching the news here in the U.S., and it's amazing to watch the consistent shock factor. So I wanted to dig a little deeper into this because last week I was getting some information about what was going on here at a higher perspective, and as much as I like to share it, I had to wait. You know, you have to wait to see how these things play out because what we're seeing is where we are collectively, and that can be discouraging. It can be discouraging to realize maybe we're not as far along as we thought, or maybe we aren't as progressed collectively. Maybe we are not, you know, really as advanced, or maybe humanity hasn't come as far if we have elected a leader, a world leader, who engages in hateful remarks, racism, misogyny, xenophobia, sexual assault. All of these, it's like it checks a box, every box, right, of the topics that define us and are important to us. And then we see this person take this title and we think, what is going on? What is happening? Well, I know that this race has been very divisive. It's been high energy, high emotion, and it's been so polarizing. And that's the world of politics. So we need to first step back and understand, okay, the world of politics in the United States, especially with the two-party system, is highly polarized, Democrat or Republican. You know, sure, there's the independents, socialists, Green Party candidates, but we know they never really gain traction. We know that they don't really make progress in the two-party system. Then we have this outdated electoral system. The electoral system was established so that each state could maintain its sovereignty. And it's based on populations of each state. That's why California has 55 electoral votes, because it's a big populous state. And then you have the smaller states with smaller populace that have, you know, fewer electoral votes. So what we have is a system that was started, you know, centuries ago, and we're watching a car break down, right? And we're saying, what in the world? Does this car even work anymore? Okay, let's put some new gas into it, or let's try and rig this, or let's try and work this side of it. I mean, there's all these parts of the machine, if you will, that we're realizing, you know, maybe I'm just going to shake my head here because I don't think this is working. Now, I want to also recognize that this is bigger than this election, bigger than politics. And we are in a dynamic right now, an energy cycle, where we're really having to look at what's going on in our lives. And I want to do another analogy here. For those of us who have had a spiritual awakening, remember how freaking shitty it was when everything was breaking down? when your life was falling apart, when you were so confused and you had no answers and you didn't know what to choose or what direction to go, and you were just in this sense of, it has to get better, right? And it did, but you had to change. We are going through a collective spiritual awakening around the fact that we are all brothers and sisters. And how are we going to treat each other? How are we going to move ahead? How are we going to each contribute to the kindness, the liveliness, the love, compassion, forgiveness of the globe and of each other? And when something is breaking down, when the car is breaking down, sometimes you have to let it break down. Sometimes you have to let it go through this full experience in order for the complete transformation to happen. Have you ever known someone who just keeps buying crappy car after crappy car? And they fix the problem by buying another crappy car, or they fix the problem with a cheap solution, or they fix the problem temporarily with one temporary choice, instead of understanding, you know, you could just redo the system, or you could just invest in the new car that is better for the long haul. We're going through this breakdown cycle because it's part of a spiritual awakening. And for those of you who aren't really into the spiritual awakening stuff, but you just happen to find this podcast, that spiritual awakening is essentially an understanding of the fact that we create our own reality here on Earth, and we are here to experience success, joy, love, happiness, based on whatever choices we actively and consciously make in our lives. And so that spiritual aspect of it doesn't have to be, and it isn't related to religion necessarily. It's related to the fact that I'm here to really embrace the fullness of my life and to make the most of this life. And that isn't always related to something outside of ourselves. We're doing it within ourselves. The politics around the globe are related to older systems of power dynamics that is built on an older cycle of patriarchy. And you can break it down however many ways you want to. You can look at it through so many different lenses. But the essential truth is that here in the United States, what we're realizing is that we aren't really even satisfied with the political system we have. And so we have bigger questions than just this election. We have bigger answers to figure out than just Democratic and Republican. We have a bigger long-term picture. We are watching a car break down, and we're making decisions collectively about what that next vehicle vessel needs to be. Now, a lot of what I share in my books, blog, this podcast, classes, is about consciousness. And what we're understanding is the huge spectrum of consciousness that exists on the planet. We've always known it's there, right? And we know that fear exists, and we know that love exists, and we know that we are one, and that we collectively are co-creating our global experiences energetically. And so we have to also have faith that this development is going to lead to something that's desperately needed. it's going to lead to something that will benefit humanity, that will help us, that will serve an important purpose. And it's okay if we don't see it right now. It's okay. And that's just part of the process. But we also have to remember that something good, something higher, something meaningful is unfolding even when we can't see it. And we know that, damn it, that's the hardest part of a transformation. That's the hardest part of a change. I know that many people were anti-Hillary, just as many people are anti-Donald. And there's pros and cons, and there's you know, arguments on both sides, of course, and there's opinions on both sides, of course. But energetically, from a higher spiritual perspective, they both represent energies that are expiring. And I see it as Donald is very much the shadow masculine, and Hillary has shadow feminine. Now, does that mean they're all bad? No, of course not. They were going to offer us different paths. Each path is going to take us somewhere that we need to go. And actively, the choice was made to choose the shadow masculine energy because we weren't done with it. We weren't done with that. We were still figuring that out of how to work with that energy in a way that benefits as many people as possible. And you think, well, how can that happen? Well, a lot of people are so unconscious and so unawake that they have to see it with their own eyes. They have to experience it. They have to understand the consequences, right? They have to be able to say, oh, okay, this is, wow, this is what this is. This is what this looks like. It's not what I thought it was. Or I was blinded, or I only heard this message and I didn't see this part of it, or I didn't understand the fuller picture. We still have to play out some of these energies so that more people can learn, more people can understand, more people can grasp it and experience it. And that can be really hard for those of us who wanted to move forward or who thought, I wish we had a different path to learn and to teach and to understand. I wish there was a different path forward. It's okay to have that discouragement, that despair, that fear. I know some people go into the Pollyanna stuff right away of it'll be okay and just let it play out and don't worry about it. And it's okay if you don't feel that way. It's okay if you're like, yeah, I'm not quite there. I just need to feel what I feel. It's okay. However, we have to understand that there is always a higher perspective. And honestly, in this race, there were going to be different consequences either way we went. There were going to be different things that played out because it's all lessons. It's all teachings. Some of it feels smoother, right? But some of it is more bumpy. It's all meant to give us information and experiences that help us grow collectively. When I woke up this morning, I was really sad because I was sad for the collective because I thought we were further along and I thought we didn't need this lesson still or again around the shadow masculine. And so then I thought, you know what? Clearly we do. And this is where you and I understand that work is needed in this area for the betterment of humanity. This is where our work is needed, right? Like, it's been identified. Okay, we're choosing this person. This is what he brings to the table. This is the work that we need to keep things moving forward, to not allow this to be a setback in terms of our overall growth. Because you know how sometimes you can take one step back and then two steps forward, and it's like you realize that that step back actually helps you go even further and faster? Keep that faith. Keep that belief. Keep the true inspiring understanding that I don't know how this is going to play out, but I know it's going to be for the betterment of everyone, and that's what I subscribe to. That's the hope I maintain. And allow this to birth new love in you above politics, above this election, above the divisiveness, because we're bigger than this. We're bigger than the divisiveness. We're bigger than red and blue, Democratic, Republican. We're bigger than politics. Our energy is bigger than politics. Our love is bigger than politics. Find that place in you. Because this is where we rise above any hate. We rise above disappointment. We rise above fear. And we decide to be brighter and stronger. And we decide, okay, with a detached viewpoint, you say, okay, this is where we're at. All right. Lay of the land. Reality check. I don't like this reality check that was written, but I'm going to cash it and make the best of it. So this is where our work is. Our work is in, okay, we took a step back with this this decision that highlights sexism, that highlights racism, that highlights xenophobia, that highlights sexual assault. How are you going to contribute positively to those topics? How are you going to educate? How are you going to inspire? How are you going to participate? How are you going to contribute in a way that then propels us even further? Because that is our work right now. It's truly our work. One of my favorite quotes, Martin Luther King Jr., darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. So now we double down on light and on love. We understand that politics do not define us. Politicians do not define us. World leaders do not define us. We understand that I am choosing with my own sovereign free will to contribute what is needed right now. To contribute where it's needed. It's almost like Swiss cheese, right? You're like, oh, damn it, there's a lot of holes. I got to fill in some holes here. I've got to help with these gaps. I've got to help with what is happening here. I've got to help with the fact that this reality check isn't what I thought it was going to be, but being bigger than this temporary decision is what I'm calling on from myself. And so then we go forward. And we will have waves, you know, and we will have realizations And we will also have many choices. And these choices are where you exert your power. And you say, okay, I am going to choose to educate or to share my personal opinion. I'm going to choose to participate in a local group or start a local class. I'm going to choose to have more active conversations. I'm going to choose to educate myself more. I'm going to choose to listen more. Because if this is where the United States is at, then we realize maybe we weren't listening to some people. And we weren't listening to the fact that they really have something to say, and they did it with their voice. I was watching on television, and the Republican strategist was saying that Donald Trump won because he appealed to one demographic, which was the white, less educated American. That is where our work is. That is where we go. That is where we understand with clarity that this system isn't above you. It's part of us that we each contribute to. And how are you going to do that? I'm going to do my own personal meditation later that I want to share this idea with you. I'm not going to do it publicly, at least not right now, but I'm going to do it privately, where I visualize the chasms coming together energetically, where I visualize a lot of light going into this incoming presidential energy. I visualize a lot of peace. It feels heavy, like it feels dense. In fact, the reason why I haven't done a radio show for a while is because I've been processing a sinus cold and cough situation where I've been carrying a lot of stuck energy. And I'm clearing that out for myself. And I feel like what we each have to do is just become more committed to our light, to our hope in our brothers and sisters, to our belief in humanity that we are here at this time to improve the world, and no temporary setback defines it. And that we, in fact, take this and make amazing developments from it in all forms, in any forms. I also recognize that some people listening to this are not upset, that some people are happy about the outcome and that this is what they wanted. And to you, I say that I respect your opinion. I respect your right to your voice and your understandings of politics, and I also ask for your commitment to the light, to oneness, to transforming this globe for the betterment of everyone involved above politics, that we start to dissolve the political lines within us and we rise into the higher energy that is all of us. I've mentioned before that I love combining the political and the spiritual because politics is part of my background, and I feel that it's where we can insert a lot of consciousness and awareness. I also feel that it's a place of huge potential. And for that, I'm excited. I'm excited that there's such huge potential that exists that can improve humanity, that can improve where the globe goes. And it's not going to be this year and not going to be next year, but I believe within the next 8 years, which, by the way, is our lifetime, the next 8 years, we're going to be at some really incredible places. And that we are contributing to that right now. It is steps on the path. It is what we are creating now. It's the lessons we're learning. It's how we are consciously choosing to embrace the hands that are on the table, the cards that are on the table, you know what I'm saying, and that we're saying as a conscious, aware, spiritual being, we've totally got this. Because we're bigger than right now, and we're bigger than what is happening right now, and we are here to do our work in the ways that matter most. And surprise, this is where it matters most right now. So, we have a few minutes left on the show, and it's going to be interesting to watch how things continue to unfold at a more basic level, a more 3D level, if you will. You know, there are many things that are going to come up over the next few weeks that will be, you know, interesting to see how it goes. Of course, the next 6 months are going to be big. But keep in mind that you are bigger, your light matters, and that this is going to really lead us to somewhere even better. But sometimes the car has to break down. You have to stand on the side of the road, kick it, swear at it, you know, do what you do. Do what you need to do to let it all out. And then that is also where the next ride comes along. And I believe that we are co-creating that energy together. So I commit to it. I hope you commit to it. And I'm actually looking forward to where we're going to be because I believe in us. I believe in what we can do with our power. I believe in the fact that everything really is happening at a higher level for the best good of all and that we've totally got this. I'm going to leave you with a quote from Gandhi, which is about how vital it is to not give up on humanity. You must not lose faith in humanity. Humanity is an ocean. If a few drops of the ocean are dirty, the ocean does not become dirty. Bring the light. Keep going. This is our work right now. Let's own it. Let's understand we can do this, and let's keep going. I'll see you soon for another episode. Namaste.